As of this broadcast, there are positive cases of COVID-19 in counties all throughout the area, including La Plata, Archuleta, Montezuma, San Juan County, New Mexico, the Southern Ute Indian Tribe, and the Navajo Nation. These numbers and locations of the virus are expected to grow in the coming weeks. Leanne Jalan is the executive director of San Juan Basin Public Health Department, which serves La Plata and Archuleta counties. She says that she and her team of local epidemiologists were ahead of the game and have been tracking this virus since January. Jalan says that since her team was placed on emergency operation since March 2nd, the COVID-19 ball has just kept on rolling.
If we have the majority of our staff responding to this event, then we also have to look at how do we deliver all the other services that folks are typically relying on. We did all of that work prior to opening our department operations center on March 2nd. We thought that we were kind of thinking this through and we're going to be launching things maybe a little bit early so we would have some time to catch up. It has really felt like a boulder flying down a hill, picking up stuff as it rolls downhill, getting bigger, and we're still running after it.
Last week, Colorado Governor Jared Polis had announced that 4,500 testing kits would be available across the state. As for how many of those San Juan Basin Public Health Department would receive, Jalan says, as of right now, it's unknown.
We don't know. We're working as hard as we can, and we are paying attention to all of the different things that are out there right now, trying to prepare ourselves to pivot to whatever becomes available most quickly so that we can protect the health of this community.
Despite the lack of diagnostic testing in the area, Jalan says the message to the community is the same.
Certainly for our staff, having test results come in hasn't really changed the message to the community, which is, you know, operate under the assumption that it's here. Practice social distancing. When you leave the house, think of yourself as the person that could be COVID-19 positive and act accordingly. And that's some of the best advice we can give. And we were giving that advice, you know, before we actually had confirmations.
The Southern Ute Indian Tribe confirmed 2 positive cases over the weekend. Despite it being its own sovereign nation, Jalan says the tribe and the public health department have been working closely together because this virus knows no boundaries.
You know, the obligation may not exist, but we're neighbors. The virus doesn't know if I'm on the reservation or if I'm in La Plata County. So we have been working together since January on how are we going to contain in our communities should we get positives. Once it did start to really grow nationwide, we were like, okay, how do we mitigate together? How do we pass on information? And how do we do the best we can to keep all of our constituents safe? It's been wonderful to work across 2 counties, 4 municipalities, and with our neighbors at the Southern Ute Indian Tribe.
Despite Colorado's efforts in ramping up its accessibility to testing results, Jalan recognizes that there is still a lot of work to be done.
Colorado's lab initially was running, you know, under 100 tests a day. That's expanded up to, I believe it's well over 600 now. That's a lab, you know, running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at 6 times the capacity that it initially could. So heroic efforts go into solving these problems. But when you have multiple problems, you can say, yeah, we're really on it. We're really ahead of the curve. And we're all swimming in waters that are difficult right now.
More information about the coronavirus and COVID-19 is available by visiting sjbpublichealth.org/coronavirus. If you're in the Colorado area, covid19.colorado.gov, or in New Mexico at cv.nmhealth.org. Reporting for KSUT, I'm Sarah Flower.